Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's Jane Metzler, and here's what's happening. Anti-Trump demonstrators took to the streets of Philadelphia and across the country to stand up against the administration and its agenda. KYW's Connor Barkon has more from the Philadelphia Art Museum.
As many as 100,000 people are believed to have come to Center City for the No Kings protest, where they chanted and held anti-Trump signs while marching down the Benjamin Franklin Parkway from Love Park to Aiken's Oval.
It's important that the birthplace of America lead the call to follow the Constitution and not a king.
Wearing a colonial uniform, tour guide Bruce Roseman from Fox Chase said it's important for him to see people exercising their right to free speech.
I'm not afraid to be here, and for those people who are afraid, don't be. This is our fundamental First Amendment right to be out here.
Counter-protester Jimmy from South Philly set up on the side of the parkway.
My sign says Trump is king. That's ridiculous, but the no kings thing is ridiculous too, because there are no kings. So I'm as ridiculous as that.
We spoke with a veteran from Kutztown who wanted to remain anonymous about the military parade being held in the nation's capital.
The military parade itself in D.C., again, it's something that you see in a third world dictatorship, not in the U.S.
There was a heavy Philadelphia police presence along the route, and at Aiken's Oval, the march remained peaceful throughout the day. At the Art Museum, Connor Barkon, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
A code orange in effect for the Philadelphia area because of poor air quality. This owing to the mind-spun wildfire now burning in Chemung Township, Burlington County, this for a second day. The Pennsylvania Department of Environmental Protection says children, the elderly, and people with respiratory issues are especially vulnerable, and they should limit their time outdoors. Right now, much of the Philadelphia area, along with South Jersey and Delaware, have an air quality index in the moderate range. That's between 51 and 100 on the AQI scale. That peaked early this morning in the hazardous range, over 300, with many people in Philly and beyond smelling smoke last night into this morning. The New Jersey Forest Fire Service says the fire has spread to more than 5,000 acres, is currently 60% contained. Roads are closed around the Carranza Memorial, where the fire is located, along with forest road closures and one hiking trail, the Batona Trail, off limits now. They remind everyone to avoid flying drones in the fire zone because firefighting helicopters can't fly if there are drones in the airspace. It's too dangerous. Riders of SEPTA's Chestnut Hill East Regional Rail Line will have to find another way to get to where they're going this summer. The line is shutting down completely until September, as we hear now from KYW's Mike DiNardo.
For 11 weeks, starting Sunday, June 15th, no trains will run on the Chestnut Hill East Line as SEPTA plans to shore up five bridges along the line. Those bridges are each around 100 years old. SEPTA GM Scott Sauer says it's best to do the work now.
By utilizing the summer months for most of this work, when ridership is lower, we hope to keep keep disruptions to a minimum.
He says the line's 2,800 daily riders should use the parallel Chestnut Hill West line, where SEPTA is adding trains. At the upper end of the line, the stations are relatively close, says Ann McNiff, executive director of the Chestnut Hill Community Association.
It's pretty easy access from one side to the other, even walkable in some cases. You could walk right over to the Chestnut Hill West.
But she notes that further south, the lines do get farther apart. Service is expected to resume by September 2nd. In Chestnut Hill, Mike DiNardo, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Anyone who's been to a grocery store in New Jersey has probably seen the Jersey Fresh signs to alert shoppers of locally grown fruit and vegetables. Well, now, lawmakers in Trenton are working on a similar campaign for locally sourced seafood. We get more on this from KYW's South Jersey reporter Mike Daugherty.
The Garden State wants to do more to raise awareness about the sustainable seafood coming from the Atlantic Ocean to your table.
Aquaculture plays a vital role in food security, economic development and environmental sustainability in New Jersey.
Bill Sponsor, State Senator Linda Greenstein, says this would allocate $25,000 for marketing campaigns.
We have also a lot of shellfish groups, shellfish farming. That's very significant because it enhances water quality by filtering pollutants and supporting healthier ecosystems.
And she says this is worth promoting given how popular and successful the Jersey Fresh campaign became. The bill has committee approval and still needs to pass full votes in the Senate and Assembly. At the South Jersey Bureau, Mike Daugherty, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
And that's the All Local. I'm Jane Metzler. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say, play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers.
Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. Meet the next generation of vehicles. Check out the Honda Prologue, Accord Hybrid, or Civic Hybrid. For a limited time, well-qualified buyers can get a 0.99% APR on a 2025 Prologue, a 2.99% APR on a 2025 Accord Hybrid, or a 4.99% APR on a 2025 Civic Hybrid. Hurry into your Honda dealer today.
See dealer for financing details. Exclude Civic Si and Type R.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.